Blooms in Bloom. FM 90.3 WJTL, Mitch Wong and Lindy Kofer. Bloom, Newsboys, your love never fails. Hey, good morning, it's 7:20.
We have a fire weather watch from 11 a.m. through this evening for Schuylkill, Lebanon, and Lancaster counties, and a code orange air quality alert for the entire listening area. For today, mostly sunny, hazy, and breezy. Maybe some scattered showers and thunderstorms possible, high of 82. Tonight, clear, breezy, lows in the 50s. And for Winning Wednesday, tomorrow, sunny, high of 80. We are currently at about 57 degrees here at the Junction Center.
This morning, our friend Katie Martin is here. She's the event coordinator for the 30th annual benefit auction at Lighthouse Vocational Services. Good morning again, Katie.
Good morning.
So great to have you here. Tell us about Lighthouse.
Sure. Lighthouse is located in New Holland. We serve people from Lebanon, Chester, York, and Berks and Lancaster counties. And we do employment services for individuals with intellectual disability. We also have a program in-house that works more like educational stuff. So we do some music lessons, some arts and crafts, more like fine motor and gross motor skills for those that aren't interested in employment. And then we have an in-house program that offers more assembly line work, kind of like pre-job skills that makes minimum wage.
So, and do you have any stories that come to mind that kind of would give people an idea what Lighthouse is doing?
Sure. So I can think of a story of a gentleman that a couple years ago was not interested in going out in the community. You know, he wanted to work in Lighthouse. That was his safe space. And we, about 5 years ago, we started really diversifying our employment stuff, what we do, going out in the community, volunteering. And we were kind of like, hey, do you want to do this? You know, and he, no, I don't want to, no, this is my safe space, you know. And then we're kind of like, you know, like, let's try it one time. You know, we're going to go someplace in New Holland. It's not far. If, you know, it goes bad, then we'll bring you back. You know? And it turned out that that moved into an internship, and then that moved into him having small group employment. So he goes out in the community a few times a week, and he's making more than minimum wage.
Wow.
You know, he's making his own money and he loves it. And he's like fantastic at it. And,
that's,
you know,
great.
It's like, oh, well, he's like, oh, well, you know, I am really good at this. And he found this whole new potential for life. And, you know, he grew so much in just a short amount of time because he was kind of, you know, pushed out of the nest a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great. That's the kind of stuff you support when you become part of the 30th annual benefit auction. It's happening this weekend. It's a little different, even though it's the 30th. It's only one day this year.
Correct. Yes.
Tell us about that.
It will take place Saturday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. And we have lots and lots of stuff to fit into a one-day auction. We took it down to one day. We need just less volunteers, and it's a little more manageable for our program, a little less invasive to our daily lives at Lighthouse.
Right.
And so, yeah, we have lots of sheds, outdoor furniture, indoor furniture. We have tons and tons of flowers. So please come fill your flower beds with lots of beautiful flowers. And we have some like farm equipment, some like, you know, small farm equipment. We have lots and lots of stuff.
And I know you want to thank the community because you said they're so giving.
Yes. You know, it's funny because just at the beginning of the year we meet and we're like, you know, like, okay, well, you know, let's get some, we'll contact people for sheds. Well, I'm not really sure what we're going to do. You know, people are short staffed, and all of a sudden it's like, I'm not sure if all these sheds are going to fit in our area that we designate for the sheds.
Right,
now.
Right.
And, you know, people are so giving and just wanting to help us and to grow, help us to grow by donating items for us to be auctioned off.
And let everybody know where the auction's going to be.
It's at 144 Orlon Road, New Holland. It's at our facility, and it will be mostly outside this year.
And you guys have food.
We do. Lots and lots of food.
Yeah.
We have slow roasted pulled pork sandwiches, and we have some grilled items. We'll have soft ice cream. We'll have homemade French fries. I'm trying to think. We have breakfast in the morning. So lots of delicious items to choose from.
Sheds, quilt, and food. You can't beat that.
Absolutely.
The 30th annual benefit auction for Lighthouse Vocational Services happening in New Holland this Saturday. It kicks off at 7 a.m. goes to 3 p.m. Tomorrow, we're going to give you opportunities to win a pair of slow roasted pork barbecue meal tickets available at the auction as well, which will be really fun. Can folks find out more info online?
Yes, at lighthousevoc.org, and visit our Facebook page at Lighthouse Vocational Services.
We wish you best. Hope you
Thank
have great
you
weather
so much.
For Saturday.
Thank you.
Thanks, Katie. Back to the music we go. Here's Jars of Clay, Broken Places, WJTL.